Okay. Tevi Yosha Lecha, Boy Slama Dalit. Tevi Yosha Lecha, Lahamit Beinecha Puli Secha Tevi, Lahad Beinecha Pishoecha. This is not a very modern Islamic Dalit. It's not a very modern thought process, you know, focus on, you know, the good things you're accomplishing. It's like, don't look on your good things, look at your bad things, focus on your think about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. He's created you, he's supported you, he's given you all of your needs, how much you owe him. So compared to that, how much have you accomplished? So that's the proper way of looking at it. Now, you probably have to balance it a little bit. In our generation, we're he says, "Bachum nowadays." He meant adults also. Are like tissue paper. You use it one time. You like a facial tissue. You blow it at one time and it's done with. You can't use it anymore. So you give them too much mustard in their eyes. But that being said, Rishil Salanter already said that the void of Musar, and this is Rishil Salanter, the void of Musar is to uplift a person. Hachius Ruach Shvalim, Hachius Leib Din Koyim, to uplift people. That's the void of Musar. So what do you mean that's the void of Musar? I mean, we apparently mistakenly so look at Musar as like, you know, it's this very depressing, very creating feelings of yiyush, etc. Like, you know, you're going to burn a Gehenna, etc., etc., etc. That's usually how it goes, something along those lines, right? The message of Musar is that a person can accomplish, a person can change. You know, you go over to a child, and the child is mentally, he's limited. So you, whatever the expectations, there's no expectations from the kid. Whatever you can do. That's it. You know, you take him to whatever you think the limits are, and that's it. When I go over to somebody and I say, you know, I expect more from you, right? So what I'm really saying is I believe in you and I believe that you can do more. Now, the reality is that some people need to hear that spelled out very clearly. I believe in you. I know you're tremendous. You can do it. And by the way, could you do a little more? Like, that's the focus. It's like 95% on the positive and 5% on the challenge. But at the end of the day, and someone will say it maybe, you know, different ratios, but the real true message is that we believe that you're tremendous. Some people need to hear it more clearly. So that when he's talking about, it means that the person has to recognize there's so much more he needs to accomplish, so much more he needs to do. But not in the sense that should be indicative of the fact that, you know, you're not somebody who's able, you know, to accomplish, and then there's something it shouldn't be done in a way which is detrimental to a person's self-esteem. Reb Chatzkel said in all the Galoshim, he said, this is every person needs a spoonful of kavod every day. The other man stuff, a lefel of kavod, the other talk. That was that's how he said it. He didn't say a spoonful of kavod. A lefel of kavod. A lefel is a spoon. Right? So a person needs a lefel of kavod every day. So what does that mean? Kavod is the statement that a person's valuable. Kavod is the value which a person has inside of himself. And everybody needs to know that they're valuable. Everybody needs to know that they have something tremendous to offer. Part of the Oymek HaDin and Rosh Hashanah is because, you know, there is an expectation from us. We have something unique and something special which we can offer to the world. Are we doing it or not? Aaron spoke about that last night for the Balabatim, the shir for the Balabatim. He spoke about this nakuda of that. But it's in many ways that's you know, that could be tremendously uplifting. So it comes along the Rishil Salanter, and he said, and Volbin talks about this. He says, but if I tell a person you can accomplish, but you believe you can't change what it's necessary to change to be able to accomplish what you must accomplish, I create this tremendous emotional conflict inside of you. The message of Musar is that you can change, you can accomplish. And since you can change, you can accomplish, let's teach you how to do it. And there's the voidus of Musar, which is Ali Sheikh El Beis is very much on that nakuda of that there is a process to allow the person to change. We don't always buy into that process. Many times we don't buy into it because either we don't really believe it's possible, or sometimes we're scared of the results. Right? So We had a young man over here who was hesitant about going to learn in Eretz Yisrael after high school. And his hesitation was because he's afraid he'd firm out, as the saying goes, and, you know, be really committed to learning. Okay. I says, and what's wrong with that? Because, I mean, when that happens, you'll want it, right? So you'll end up doing what you want to do. So at what point are you not doing what you want to do? Right now you want to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, but you're scared what's going to happen, and you might decide that you want this. So then you'll want it. He says, but I don't want to want it. Right? So, like, you know, so I always tell people, like, you know, one of the voidness, like, you know, I come to, like, you know, I really want to, you know, do tshuva, but I want to want to do tshuva. Like, I says, I want to not want to do tshuva. Like, right? I'm scared of the result. You know, it'll show me that how much I can accomplish, how much I can do, and I'll end up being, like, you know, like, what it's supposed to be. Right? You know, you say those terms, it sounds farcical. Usually don't say, the Yeshiva doesn't say those terms, you know, it'll be too hard, it'll be too overwhelming, it'll be too scary, it'll be too this. I mean, you know, just like, better not to get involved. Right? Like, don't come to Rabbi Reingold's, you know, schmooze, because who knows what might happen. There's a warning label. This might be detrimental to your spiritual complacency. You know, like... So the couple on the Rosh Hashanah says, listen, let's get it straight. There's so much more to accomplish. I was once talking with a Choshev Tamachochim who's a Machaber Swarm, etc. And, like, you know, and he's proud of what he accomplished with his Swarm. But he keeps, like, producing more, you know. So I asked him, like, one time, like, you know, how does he feel when he finishes the Sefer? You know, he finishes working on something, you know. So he says, he celebrates for a day. He's supposed to make a suda, see Mishal Torah. He's Messiah, Mechelik of Torah, whatever it is. So he makes a suda usually in the house, something like that. And then he starts the next one. Especially he doesn't appreciate what he accomplished. He appreciates it very much. But Adarab, that's a reason to... I told you over the Shiur of Chaim, I asked the Shiur of Chaim, the Sabinu Mitzvah of work. Remember that? Right? I asked the Shiur of Chaim, Reb Dessler and his Mechtovim, they have Mechtovim, the Sefer of Mechtovim from Reb Dessler, so there in the Mechtovim, he writes, very close to the beginning of the Sefer, he writes that he was confused about Pshat in Tefillah, in the paragraph which you say, at Shabbos Yom Tov, right, we talk about that, Kashenim Tzesecho, Reseichel Kenim Besarasecho, that's clearly a Bakasha for Ruchnius, Kashenim Tzesecho, Reseichel Kenim Besarasecho. Then we say, with the better love to Chobe Mass, that's clearly a Bukash of a Rufnius. In between, we say, Sabinu Mitzvachu, Samchenim Bishuva Sechel. Samchenim Bishuva Sechel, Pashim is also, you know, the main focus is not the physical redemption, it's the Rufnius which comes with it. What does Sabinu Mitzvachu mean? He says, if it means Gash, it doesn't fit into the paragraph. Everything else is Kachen Mitzvachu, Torah, Vignavi Kosh Baruch Hobemis, Yeshua from Kosh Baruch, and we should have a lot of, we have a nice car. No, not Mistar. Okay. Selamant even means Ruchnius, he says. So since when does a person want to be Surveyor from Ruchnius? You don't need Surveyor from Ruchnius. You Baruch Hashem. You know, Baruch Hashem, we learned enough today. Let's close the Sefer. Right? Surveyor from Tabak, I'm full. You know, like, so what does it mean? So he says he doesn't know. So he presented this, he was writing to a board of Talmidim. He presents the question, he says he doesn't have an answer. So I was back in Cleveland visiting, I noticed this over again in the Royim. So I'm back in Cleveland visiting by Rosh Hashiva, Shiro Chaim Stein, Zichlo Bracha. So I was visiting by the Sukkah, Chol HaMoed Sukkah, so I stopped by the Sukkah. So I asked him the question, I was curious what he would say. So he says to me immediately, he said, without batting an eyelash, of course you have to have Sviya from Ruchnius. Sviya is the feeling of absorbing something which is good. So this person has a piece of chocolate cake. Right? Shmack a piece of chocolate cake. So he feels very good, he enjoys it very much, he probably feels so good. So what does he do? So I want another one. So you never had Gosh of Sviya. You had a Gosh of Sviya. That's exactly why you want to do it again. And so the biggest motivation for wanting to do ruchnius is not by saying, oh wow, I feel I'm so empty, I have so much I need to accomplish. That's why I want to do more. That's not going to work. The person who learns and he feels like a geschmack and is learning and he feels like a balig, a svia from the learning, I want to do it again. Why not? I had such a good meal yesterday. Let's do it again. You know, why wait till tomorrow? As a matter of fact, I'll even have dessert right now. Like, you know, that's the way you're supposed to develop it. That was his immediate response. So you know, the point of the rush is not the himayat benecha pulusecha toivim to the point of disregarding them. It's understanding that should be itself the vision and the recognition that there's so much more to accomplish. At least I'll translate the rush for the modern mind. There was people which were tremendous oivdim. Who I don't think these issues really were issues, you know, their clarity of Kadosh Baruch Hu and their awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu was so clear that, you know, they didn't have these emotional negative or positive reactions. It was like with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I just saw a the Dr. Rav. So he has a piece where he says, somebody showed this to me. I don't learn Arabic soils on a regular basis. Not because I'm anything against it, just because it happens to be it's not one of my soils I usually keep on my table. So he said that Vayikra Moshe. The matter says Vayikra that call the teach you that every time Chokh Moshe in Bedeya is the Vela Tayba Hemeno. Right? He didn't have the record. He didn't have the seichel to understand the das to understand that you have to wait to be called. An avail is better. That's the medrash beginning of parshas v'yikra. So he says. So what does that mean? The person says he decides he wants to accomplish tremendous kavaldi gazachar and ruchnius. Maybe that's what a kashbarcha wants you to do. You need to wait for kashbarcha to call you. Mishmeres says I have an opportunity, pashut, to go and become like you know no all kolter kula. I'm going to run to the oil boy and get. Mishmeres says excuse me. Wait till you're called. Right? So it's a fascinating, like, you know, if he says, if the person's goal is himself, that's almost impossible to do. If his goal is to go to Baruch Hu, so I have to wait to see what Russia wants from me. But if I want to be Magdal, my Olam Haba, or Magdal, my Gan Eden, so then my focus is going to be me. And for Ruchnius, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, some people will focus myself, I like to have a nice car. My focus is I like to have a nice Gan Eden. Okay, it's not bad, right? It's, you know, it's a much better Madrega than many other people, but at least at the end of the day, that's not what it's about. It's not about me. It's not true avoider. True avoider is I want to be able to be available for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu can use me for whatever he needs me for. That might mean tremendous accomplishments on my part. It might be tremendous sacrifices on my part. So the rush for his oys, Mishamas Amanas Kabbal Pras, but so it's going to be so. The goal isn't to do it Amanas Kabbal Pras. So what's wrong with Amanas Kabbal Pras? Right? It changes the focus. The focus is not the rush is trying to get you to understand, right? That there's, yes, you have tremendous potential, and yes, you have to focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu and be available to serve him. And do what he wants you to do, and make you realize that you have so much you have to do, and understand that he's the goal, not you. And from that vantage point, obviously there's so much we need to accomplish. It's a tremendous madrega. I point out to the person that's madrega, which is way beyond me. You know, I did all that. You know, for us, halavai that the Gan Eden should speak to us enough to motivate us to do what we have to do. You know, halavai. You know, we're not worried about you know, I'm gonna ask that. But it's a tremendous madrega. But that nakuda, that a person should have that awareness that sometimes we need to. We should be aware of that.